Well, it was the falling of the towers. Everybody saw that on their TVs, and that moment, he knew that he wanted to go over and defend our country.
How old was he at the time?
Let's see, that was back in
2001.
2001. Gosh, he was like 9 years old.
What went through your mind when your son told you that?
At first I was shocked, but at the same time I was proud that he went to pursue something like that. He was all gung-ho for that, but I was really concerned about it at first, so.
And so when he was 18, he joined the Marines after high school?
Actually, yeah, we had to sign papers. He was 17 at the time, and he went to Paris Island actually on Father's Day, June of 2008.
How do you want your son to be remembered? Tell me a little bit about him.
Dino, as he was known to his buddies, he grew up in Laurel, and he was a typical boy, always in motion and loved to play baseball and especially video games. His favorite game was called Call of Duty, which is, pretty much military-oriented. He especially loved messing around with his younger brother, Jake. But he always was looking out for somebody, even if it was his younger brother or his parents. He also had that tender heart that he was always concerned about other people, that he wanted to help them.
You mentioned his younger brother, Jake. I understand this is going to be a special weekend for him and for the rest of your family. Tell me a little bit about that.
Jake has decided to join the Marines. He graduates from Appleton High School this Friday, the 24th, and he leaves for Paris Island Monday, May 27th.
So what goes through your mind as your younger son joins the Marines?
I'm very proud of him. He has really stepped up. He's a very strong young man. He's very determined to be a common Marine and follow in his brother's footsteps. I'm very, very proud of him. Of course, I'm always concerned about him and his safety, but I know this is what he wants to do, and as a mother or any parent out there, they want to support their children in whatever they want to do.
Now, are you going to be attending the ceremony at Delaney Valley, or because Jake is going to Paris Island, are you driving him down there?
Actually, I am going to the ceremony so that they can honor my son, and Jake will be leaving that evening, Monday evening, to join up with the Marines, and then eventually they get him on a bus early Tuesday morning to drive down to Paris Island.
Has the significance of Memorial Day changed for you since the loss of your older son?
Oh, absolutely. All I can say is he loved his country, and that's why he served. And I just want everybody out there to know, and on this Memorial Day, as it should be every day, the American people should not forget our military who are serving, who are deployed, their families, and our veterans, and most of all, our fallen heroes. They all, including my son, gave their lives for our freedom.
I think you said it best. The only other question I wanted to ask you was about the Gold Star Mothers, who I understand are going to be recognized during this ceremony. Has that organization helped you over this last year, and if so, how?
Oh, absolutely. They've welcomed me with open arms. I can truly relate to them and their fallen sons and daughters. It has given me purpose to pursue being a part of this group. Unfortunately, we have to be a part of it. I would never, ever want to have a military mom be a part of this group. But they are the most outstanding group of women. They are there for anybody that needs assistance.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Teresa?
Well, just that I just hope that everybody realizes that, you know, Memorial Day, there's a lot of sales out there. I just want people to realize the real reason for Memorial Day. Let's not forget.